my mum said. We should not eat too much of this.
But they are the healthy kind of calories, I said.
If you say so, mum laughed. Take two more, then we will save the rest.
We took our luxury bites with us out into the garden. Mum stayed in the kitchen and had a cup of coffee.
Your mum is great, Maine said.
I answered. She is actually not bad for a mum. And she knows when to leave us alone, too, I said to myself. Like now.
What do you want to do?
Pop asked when we had eaten our luxury bites.
We could go to the castle,
Maine suggested.
Just to see where we end up this time. I am in,
Pop said and got up. Me too, I said. The castle is a strange place. It has to be some sort of portal into other worlds. Every time we have been there, the castle has taken us somewhere new. I was excited to find out what we would get to experience this time.
We are going for a walk,
I yelled through the open kitchen window. My mum stuck her head out and asked,
Where are you going?
Just down to the shopping street to look at some stores, I answered. I do not like lying to my mum, but I had to. If I told her that we were going to the castle, she would say that it was too dangerous. She thinks it is an old ruin which might tumble down at any moment. But the castle is solid enough. Maine's uncle is a bricklayer, and he says that it was built back when real craftsmen built real houses.
2. Here, kitty, kitty,
Maine called.
Come to me.
The big ginger cat was lying against the wall, enjoying the sunshine. It is one of the wild cats, staying in the garden outside the castle. Maine is always trying to call them to her. She cannot help but to pet all the cats we meet. But the ginger cat just sent us a lazy look and started cleaning its paws.
It looks so smug, Pop said, as if it owned everything.
Maybe it does, I said. Have you not noticed how it is always keeping an eye on us when we come here?
A cat cannot own a house, Maine said.
The castle is no ordinary house.